10.2 The King in the Car Park.
How was the theatre last night? What did you see?
We saw Shakespeare, Richard III. It was fantastic. Fabulous acting.
You know.
A horse! A horse! My kingdom for...
Yes, thank you. I've heard that. Was Richard III the king when Shakespeare was writing then?
No. Shakespeare was born 100 years after Richard, in the 16th century, when Elizabeth I was queen. The thing is, I'd never seen this play before, but I've been fascinated by Richard III ever since they found his body a few years ago.
Really? Was it lost?
It was never found. Nobody knew where he was buried. It was a big mystery, and then, in 2012, they found him. Well, not his body exactly, his skeleton, under a car park in Leicester.
Beneath a car park? You're kidding me. So, King Richard III could have died while parking his horse?
Ha ha, not funny. No, seriously, they say the car park must have been built on what was once a church graveyard.
Yeah, but how do they know the skeleton is Richard III?
Well, they know he was killed in 1485 in a battle near Leicester, the Battle of Bosworth Field, and tests showed that the skeleton must have died around that time from battle wounds and that he must have been in his late 20s or 30s. So
Richard was quite young when he died.
Yeah, he was.
Poor guy.
Also, this skeleton had a deformed spine. He would have been a hunchback.
And was Richard a hunchback?
So they say. They can tell a lot from a skeleton these days, and this one was in really good condition, except that the feet were missing.
How come the feet were missing?
Oh, they say builders might have chopped them off in the 16th century.
Oof.
Anyway, DNA tests with members of the current royal family proved that this skeleton had royal blood.
Clever stuff.
Yeah. They also found some people in Canada who are his descendants, and Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benedict Cumberbatch, the actor who plays Sherlock Holmes? I bet he was surprised.
Yeah, he actually read a poem at the funeral. It must be amazing to learn you've got royal ancestors.
So, there was a proper funeral?
Yeah. Richard was finally buried in Leicester Cathedral. Thousands of people came from all over the world.
That's quite a story. Was there ever a Richard IV?
No, Richard III was the last of the Richards. But who knows? There might be a fourth one day.